Det här är Radio Sigtuna 88,2. Ansvarig för sändningen är Föreningen Musik för alla. Nu börjar Elvis på mitt vis med Annika Widnersson. Det är Power of My Love.
Can never win. No, baby, you can't lick it. I'll make you give in. Every minute, every hour, you'll be shaken by the strength and mighty power. My love, baby, I want you. You'll never get away. My love will haunt you. No stopping the way I feel for you. All oh, every minute, every hour, you'll be shaken by the strength and mighty power of my love. Oh, oh. Yeah, yeah, baby, I want you. You'll never get away. My love will hold you. Yes, hold you right and day.
Det är november 2020 och det här är nog troligen mitt sista Elvis-program. Det händer mycket med Radio Sigtuna och det är pandemi som gör det svårt att resa kommunalt till Sigtuna för mig. Och vad vill jag göra med det här Elvis-programmet? Jag vill göra det som Elvis älskade mest. Stå på scenen och underhålla sin publik. Jag börjar med att Elvis berättar varför han älskar att stå på scenen.
A live concert to me is exciting because of all the electricity that is generated in the crowd and on stage. But it's my favorite part of the business is a live concert.
How do you pace yourself?
Sir?
How do you pace yourself?
You mean physically, vocally, or whatever?
So you are up when you need to be up?
I just, I exercise every day. I vocalize every day. I practice if I'm working or not. No. So I just try to stay in shape all the time. Vocally and mentally. And
which is harder?
Well, both are tough, yeah. You got to work at them, but I don't mind it, you know. It's worth it. Well, now they shoot me all the way, see, so just the waist down. Now, but I would like to think that I had improved as an entertainer, and I like to get the rapport with an audience because it's a give-and-take thing. If you can do that, it works. You know, if the artist or whoever is performing can get that kind of rapport going with the audience, then it pays off. It's good. you know.
But do you feel that you have more of that rapport now than you did 15 years ago?
I couldn't answer that. I really couldn't.
Det var 1956, Ed Sullivan Show, som Elvis var i tv. Så här lät det då när Elvis sjöng och pratade med sin publik.
Elvis Presley!
Well, honey, I love you, I know too much. I need your love and I know too much. I want the real of your touch. Me, I can't hold you, I know too much. Now you got me leaving, won't you leave me broken hearted, 'cause I love you too much. Well, every time I kiss your sweet lips, I can hear my heart go flip, flip. I'm such a fool for your charms. Take me back, baby, in your arms. Now you got me started, don't you leave me broken hearted, 'cause I love you too much.
Too much.
I need your loving all the time. I need your hugging, please be mine. I need you near me, stay real close. Please, please hear me, you're the most. Like to hear you sighing, even though I know you're lying, 'cause I love you too much,
too much.
Baby, in your arms. Now you got me sighing, even though I know you're lying. Oh, I love you too much,
too much.
I need your love all the time. I need your hugging. Please be mine. Please, please give me. Stay real close. You know that you are the most. Now you got me started.
Jag fortsätter med Don't Be Cruel.
Thank you, Mr. Lawton. Ladies and gentlemen. Well, this is probably the greatest honor that I've ever had in my life. There's not much I can say except it really makes you feel good, and we want to thank you from the bottom of our heart. And now,
don't be cruel.
I can be found sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least on your telephone. Don't be cruel, your heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget the past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel, your heart is true. Don't be cruel, your heart is true.
hände sen? Elvis ville bli filmstjärna och 1956 skriver Elvis filmkontrakt och spelar in totalt 31 filmer och 2 stycken konsertfilmer. Här kommer Elvis i en intervju då han pratar om tiden i Hollywood.
I didn't associate myself as being that. I was busy with a script. I had to memorize a script. It changed a lot of those things.
It was a lot of work.
Yeah, it was work. It was a job, you know. I had to be there at a certain time in the morning and work a certain amount of hours, and that's exactly how I treated it. So I don't, since I was more concerned about if the picture's any good or if I was any good, and it, you know.
So a lot of action movies, there were always, when you were driving a car or you were...
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people, there's like 32 movies that have gone through it one to another. A lot of people say, I've heard say, oh, he doesn't give a shit, you know, about his movies. He makes all those movies and they just kind of grind them out. We know different. That's one of the things we want to accomplish in this film. Mm-hmm. He really cares about
when
he goes on stage. He really cares about the movies, good or bad. The point is that that you care about those films, you care if they're not good.
Yeah, I care so much until I became physically ill. I would become violently ill. You know, I'd get a temperature or something would happen to me.
What would concern you at the time about the film? What would make you ill?
The fact that I didn't, at a certain stage, I had no say-so in it. I didn't have final approval of the script. Which means that I couldn't say this is not good for me, or whatever.
In other words, they just used you. They did anything they wanted to do.
It was that. It was more or less that type of thing. I don't think anybody was consciously trying to harm me. It was just Hollywood's image of me was wrong, and I knew it. And I couldn't say anything about it. I couldn't do anything about it. I'd be writing to production. I was doing a lot of pictures close together. And the pictures got very similar. A lot of them got very similar. And, they, you know, if something was successful, I'd try to recreate it the next time around. So I'd read the first 4 or 5 pages, and I knew that it was just a different name with the 12 new songs in it. The songs were mediocre in most cases. You can't get good songs. So that's what might have made it seem like the indifference, you know. But I was never indifferent. I was so concerned until that's all I talked about. It worried me sick, you know. So I had to change it, which I did. You know, had to change it around.
I was
obligated in like 4 years in advance.
You're not going to remember things like the great dance sequence in Jailhouse Rock. But Jerry told me you choreographed it, you know, your thing yourself. That's a beautiful sequence.
Yeah.
How did that come about? I mean, how did you get that kind of control?
I just did it. And we had a choreographer that just more or less geared the dances off of what I did. But I don't know. It's nobody's fault, maybe except my own. I didn't know what to do. I just felt I was obligated very heavily to, a lot of times, to things that I didn't fully believe in. And that was very difficult, you know.
That's the feeling I got.
Well, the difference was this, I think. Elvis's contracts were made up before the scripts. In other words, when people do pictures, they do it by a script. They say, yeah, I'll do this script. Then they do the picture. But Elvis was contracted to do pictures, so he had to do a picture with no matter what they told him to do.
Yeah, you got 5 pictures to do.
You say, you got to do this
right.
Script.
That's what I'm saying. The movies were made, the contracts were signed like 4 years in advance.
11 pictures, 7 pictures, no matter what picture.
So I had thought
that's the difference.
That they would try to get a new property for me or give me a chance to show some kind of acting ability or do a very interesting story. But it did not change. It did not change. And so I became very discouraged. They couldn't have paid me no amount of money in the world to make me feel any self-satisfaction inside.
Well,
But yet you still did them. You must force yourself.
I had to.
What kind of film would you have liked to have made if you would have had your choice?
That's hard to say. I would like to have had something that was more challenging instead of Hollywood's image of what they thought I was.
Men, nu tillbaka till det han älskade mest. Sina fans och stå på scenen. 1968 var Elvis tillbaka på scenen med publik. Här kommer Baby, What You Want Me To Do. Det är 68, tv-special. Elvis själv berättar en Elvis-historia efter han har sjungit.
Wrong on my lip.
Well,
you remember that, don't you? Yeah. I got news for you, baby. I did 29 pictures like that.
Hey, Elvis, the fingers.
Yeah, that's all I can move in Florida.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, the police filmed a show one time in Florida because the PTA, the YMCA, or somebody, they thought I was something. And they said, man, he's got to be crazy. So the police came out and they filmed the show. So I couldn't move. I had to stand still. The only thing I moved was my little finger like that. You ain't nothing but a hand on the wall.
Här kommer Elvis liveshow. Det är 12 augusti 1970 och när Elvis har det uttrycket i ansiktet visste hans musiker att det enda som var säkert var att Elvis nu inte följde manus. Det var bara att bita ihop, hänga med i Elvis alla infall och utfall. Publiken älskade det. Så stämmer inte texten i Blue Suede Shoes. Ett lite för långt intro på Bridge Over Troubled Water. För Elvis går och ställer sig på fel ställe på scenen och pinar sina musiker lite extra. Innan han ställer sig på rätt plats så han syns i ljuset och börjar sjunga. Och så kommer You Don't Have To Say You Love Me.
Is anybody in the audience tonight? Oh, yeah. I mean, is anybody in the audience that I have a name on I should mention? Let's see. Somebody told me before I came on stage that the Vietnamese army was in the balcony. I don't know. I just hear these rumors. I just work here. I don't know. Anyway, what do we do next? You don't. I didn't ask if you love me or not. I said, what's the next song? What, dear? Hey, how long have I been on? Does anybody know how long I've been on? On stage, I mean, not on. No, I know. I'm not going anywhere. I'm just warming up. I've still got to do all 420 songs I recorded over the last hey, that's it. Well, it's one for money, two for the show, three to get ready, now go can't go, but don't you tell my white gloves you. You can do anything, but they all want my blue face.
Or you can knock me down instead of my face, slamming my name all over the place. I do anything that you want to do, but honey, lay hold of my shoe. And don't you tell my blues plays you. You can do anything, but lay hold of my blues plays you. Yeah, they said the blue, blue, and the blue plays you. Blue, blue, and the blue plays you, baby. Yeah, blue, blue, and a blue play shoes. You can do anything but lay off of my blue play shoes. Yeah. When I said I needed you, you said you would always stay. It wasn't me who changed with you, and now you've gone away. But don't you know that now you're gone, and I'm left here on my own. Now I have to follow you and beg you to come home. You don't have to say you love me, just be close at hand. You don't have to stay forever, I will understand. Believe me, believe me. You don't have to love me, but believe me, I'll never tie you down. Left alone, just a memory. Life seems dead and so unreal. All that's left is loneliness. There's nothing left to feel. You don't have to say you love me, just be close at hand. You don't have to stay forever, I will understand. Believe me. Say you love me, just be close at hand. You don't have to stay forever, I will understand. So believe me, believe me, oh believe me.
Thank you very much. Water. Thank you very much. Okay, let's get serious now.
Street, when evening falls,
I'll take your part. Oh, when time gets rough and pain is all.
Februari 1970 i Las Vegas. Elvis spelar Loud and Miss Cloudy på piano och sjunger. Hände nog bara en gång. Augusti 1970, You Have Lost That Love and Feeling, med ljudproblem som Elvis skojar bort. Efter det kommer Poke Sally Danny. Den bästa tycker jag, det är karisma och energier om vartannat.
You really are a fantastic audience. Thank you. Hold it. Wait a minute. Could you turn the lights back on? That squealing really just ruined our mood completely, man, you know. Let's just start over again. Wait a minute. Hold the lights medium rare. There.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. There's no tenderness like before in your fingertips. You try hard not to show it, but baby, baby, no tenderness in your eyes when I reach out for you. Girl, you're starting to criticize every little thing I do. It makes me just feel like crying, baby. Something beautiful dying. You lost that loving feeling. Oh, that loving feeling. You lost that loving feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. Whoa. I'd get down on my knees for you. The suit wasn't too tight. If you would only love me like you used to do. Yeah. We had a love, love, a love you don't find every day.
Some of y'all never been down south too much. I'm gonna tell you a little story so that you'll understand what I'm talking about. Down there we have a plant that grows out in the woods and the fields, and it looks something like a turnip green. Everybody calls it poke salad. Anyway, that's poke salad. Thank you. no girl lived down there. She'd go out in the evenings and she'd march a little bit. So she'd hop, hop. Anyway, she'd go out and pick her mess of it. Don't make any sense, does it? Pick her mess of what? Get home and cook it for supper. Damn hair. That's about all they had to eat. Down in Louisiana, where the alligators grow so mean, there lived a girl that I swear to the world made the alligators look mean. Oh, sad Annie, you got your granny. Ooh. Everybody said it was a shame, y'all, cause her mama was a working on a chain of mean, vicious, straight razor toting woman. Get back to the place, sir. Every day before supper time, she'd go down by the truck patch and pick her a mess of pork salad and carry it home on a toast. Pork salad, Annie. Yeah, you got your granny. Yeah. Everybody said it was a shame, cause her mama was a working on a chain gang. Suck a little, no one need. Daddy was lazy and no count. Claimed he had a bad back. All her brothers were fit for stealing watermelons out of my mouth. Well, you just got your granny. Ooh. Everybody said it was a shame, cause her mama was a working on the chain. You! You suck a little pork salad. No one needin' me a messin'. Suck a little. Thank you very much.
En av Elvis körsångargrupper var Sweet Inspiration. Här introducerar Elvis sin grupp på ett oväntat sätt. I need you here on my night, on my night. Every hour of the day. Sweet Inspiration var en grupp svarta tjejer. Elvis var alltid mån om att de skulle behandlas med respekt. De skulle gå in genom samma dörr som han och inte bakvägen på grund av sin hudfärg. Ibland var det diskussion om han skulle få ha med dem till någon show. Svaret var enkelt från Elvis att jag kommer inte om tjejerna inte är välkomna. Och som här är det repetitioner. Elvis avbryter tills tjejerna får vatten. Jag ser i videon att de andra musikerna har redan vatten och dricker, men Elvis sätter sig på en stol och väntar tills de också har.
Huh? They're all out. Well, we can't work until they get water. We can't work till the girls get some water, man. No. Kill that blower, or blow that killer, whatever.
Nu är det 1972, 14 april. Funny how time slips away. Strålkastarna tänds så Elvis kan se sin publik. Vilken glädje.
Okay, thank you very much. I'd like to turn the house lights up, ladies and gentlemen, because now that you've seen me, I'd like to take a look at you, okay? Beautiful, thank you. Just leave them up for a minute, man. Whew. You know, it's funny because I can't see you, really. I can only see, like, the first row here, right? There's a lot of folks out there, boy. And up there, too, they're like, well, hello there. My, it's been a long time. How am I doing? Well, I'm sweating a little bit, baby, but well, I guess I'm doing fine. It's been so long now, and it seems like it was only yesterday. Ain't it funny how time slips away? How's your new love? I hope that he's doing fine. I heard you told him that you love him till the end of time. Well, that's the same thing that you told me, seemed like just the other day. Yeah, ain't it funny how time slips away? I gotta go now. Guess I'll see you. Let her have it. Let her have it, man.
Don't know when though. Never know when I'll be back in town. But I remember what I told you. I ain't crying. Yeah, ain't it funny how time slips away. Yeah, ain't it funny how time slips right on. Slips right on. Oh.
For those of you that can't see back there, this is an owl. Thank you. A beautiful audience. Thank you. Really.
Ett härligt rockmedley från 1974. Lyssna noga. Elvis har lite egen text.
I'm gonna tell him maybe about Uncle John. He claims he got the music, but he's having a lot of fun. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Yeah. Hey, baby. Have some fun tonight. Mm-hmm. Well, long tall Sally, she's a real sweet. She got everything that Uncle John needs. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Yeah. Hey, baby. Have some fun tonight. I saw J.D. Bald-headed Sally, he saw Mary coming in and jumping in the alley. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Ooh, baby. Having some fun tonight. Yeah. We're gonna have some fun tonight. The house of fun tonight. The house of fun tonight. Everything's alright. We're gonna have some fun. Having some fun tonight. I said, come on, little baby. There's a whole lot of shaking going on. I said, come on, baby, a whole lot of shaking going on. We ain't paying a whole lot of shaking going on. I said, come on, up, baby, we got chickens in the barn. And one white barn. Come on, up, baby, we got the bull out of home. We ain't paying a whole lot of shaking going on. Well, I said, a shake, baby, shake. Baby, shake, baby, shake. Let it shake, play me shake, all right. Let it shake, play me shake. We bang a whole lot of shaking on. Yeah, why your mama can't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama can't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. You can't do right to save your doggone soul. Yeah, I said flip, flop, and fly. I don't care if I die. I said flip, flop, and fly. I don't care if I die. I don't ever leave me. Don't ever say goodbye. Do we dance to the jailhouse rock? Dance to the jailhouse rock. Dance to the jailhouse rock. Dance to the jailhouse rock. Everybody in the whole cell block. We'll dance to the jailhouse rock. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Cry all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Cry all the time. Well, you ain't never gonna starve. But a hound dog, crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. Well, you ain't never gonna run. Chum 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 ain't no friend of mine. Woo! Oh, 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 oh,
oh. Thank you very much.
Lite allvar. Nu ska Elvis själv berätta med egna ord om sin familj och skilsmässan från Priscilla. Det skrivs så mycket om Elvis idag, så nu berättar Elvis själv om sin skilsmässa och hur de har det efter den. Låten som Elvis pratar om först är troligen You Gave Me a Mountain, skriven av Marty Robbins.
I want to make one thing clear. Let me make something clear. I've been singing that song for a long, just a minute here. I've been singing that song for a long time. And a lot of people kind of got it associated with me because they think it's a personal name. It is not. It's a beautiful song written by Marty Robbins. And I heard Frankie Lane do it, I think it was. And I just love the song. And it has nothing to do with me personally. My ex-wife, Priscilla, she's right here. Honey, stand up. Come out, Johnny. So, come out. Come on out. Turn around and let them see you. Let them see you. Boy, she's a beautiful chick, I'll tell you for sure, boy. Boy, I knows them when I pick someone, you know. God damn. Now, show my little daughter, Lisa. She's 6 years old. Look at her jump up. Put your dress down, Lisa. You pull your dress down before you jump up like that again, young lady. And then at the same booth is my girlfriend, Sheila. Stand up, Sheila. Turn around, completely around. Sheila, straight up. Hold a ring up. The ring, your right hand. Look at that son of a bitch. Now, the thing I'm trying to get across is we're the very best of friends, and we always have been. Our divorce came about not because of another man or another woman, but because of the circumstances involving my career. I was traveling too much. I was gone too much. And it was just an agreement that I didn't think it was fair to her because I was gone so much and everything. So I, therefore, as decently as you can do that type of thing, we just made an agreement to her to always be friends and be close and care because we have a daughter to raise and for her to have whatever she wanted as a settlement. After the settlement, and it came out, and about $2 million, you know. Well, after that, I got her a mink coat. I know it. I'm talking about the mink coat. You hang loose over there. The XKE Jag, after the song, just gave it to her. She got me, listen to this, tonight, a $42,000 white Rolls Royce. That's the type of relationship that we have, you know.
Jag tittar och lyssnar mycket på YouTube reactions och jag blir lätt grön i ansiktet när jag läser i kommentarsfältet om de som var med och såg Elvis live. Jag kommer ihåg en berättelse och man vet inte om man ska skratta eller gråta. En man som är på Elvis show. Trycket var enormt innan Elvis kommer in på scenen. När Elvis äntligen kommer upp på scen så svimmar hans fru så han får ta hand om henne istället för att se på showen. Hon fick nog aldrig följa med någon mer gång. Jag måste förstås ha med Elvis när han kommer upp på scenen. Så häftigt. Och det blir That's All Right Mama.
Bye.
En Elvis-historia från 1970. Helt omöjlig, men förmodligen sann.
This is about the time Elvis made an unexpected stop at Amy Joy's all-night drive-in with girlfriend Joyce Bova and bodyguard Sonny West. The year was 1970, and Elvis was leaving Washington to head back to Memphis. Seeing Amy Joy's sign seemed to trigger one of those cravings Elvis was known for. Disregarding his bodyguard's concern about the safety of the neighborhood, Elvis told the driver to pull into the crowded parking lot and grab some donuts. Immediately, the limo was surrounded by the crowd of youth wanting to know who was inside. Elvis rolled down his window. "Hey, look, it's Elvis! It really is! Man, that's Elvis!" Now the crowd was growing larger, swelling with young fans pushing, yelling, and laughing with excitement. Just then he swung his door wide open, overriding Sonny's protests, and stepped out boldly to greet the frenzied crowd. Elvis was in full Elvis regalia, white shirt with a high open collar, gold chains around his neck, black jacket with padded shoulders, bell-bottom pants, rings on every finger, and sunglasses, even at night. Elvis was instantly swarmed by the kids admiring his expensive threads. "Look at the outfit on that dude! Sharp!" one of them said. "That's bad!" Elvis was clearly enjoying himself and the crowd's reaction. "What you doing here?" one of them said. "Just getting some donuts," Elvis said. "Oh yeah, driver, get me about 3 dozen donuts." Turning back to the crowd, Elvis became intensely aware that his diamonds and gold were being admired a little too much. With bodyguard by his side, Elvis takes a few steps back, holds out his hands, and commands the audience. "Okay guys, keep cool. Pay attention now." Every eye focused intently on him. Elvis opened up his jacket to reveal his enormous, dazzling, solid gold belt he was wearing, studded with shining diamonds and rubies catching the midnight glow. Oohs and ahs filled the crowd. This here was a gift from the International Hotel in Las Vegas for breaking their all-time attendance record. The crowd surged forward in curiosity, trying to get a better view. One of them even got so close as to touch it. He rubbed it like a modern-day Aladdin, hoping for his dreams to come true. Sonny, on high alert, edged closer to Elvis. Then came the climax. Elvis took another step back, pulling back his jacket even wider, saying, "This belt says I'm the best," Elvis says. Then with blinding speed, his right hand swooped to the concealed holster under his shoulder. "And this?" he said, showing his gleaming steel automatic pistol now in hand. "This says I get to keep it." The crowd burst into laughter and applause. "That's okay, man. You can keep it. Take it easy, man. Don't worry." Just then, his driver came back with an armful of donuts. "That's it, fellas." Elvis climbed back into his car and sped off, the crowd cheering behind him. Elvis, waving with one hand, scarfing down donuts with another, sped away in the moonlight.
Nu är vi tillbaka till nutid och det är en rappare som kallar sig Ra som lyssnar till Burning Love.
We about to react to Burning Love live from Hawaii, 1973. I wasn't even born in 73. Elvis, let's see what he's talking about. First time listen, let's go. Before we get started, I want to know, I know y'all be knowing more when I'm just not listening to artists. Where did Elvis get the inspiration for the drip? You know what I'm saying? For the outfit that he, you know what I'm saying? With the pulled up collars, with the sparkles and all that, you know, the bling on it. Where did that, was he always rocking that or did that eventually just happen? You know what I'm saying? Let's get to the music.
Out
That's cold. That's something I use for a video. That's clean. That look, the way it just switched to that. You know, they ain't had no effects to put on the vocals or nothing, so they just broadcasting the raw vocal. You see, he had to do the effects himself. That's tough. That just show you like how far the technology has come. But it just showmanship. He said, I want an echo right here, so I'm gonna make the echo right here, whether I got it on the you know what I'm saying, on the board, or if I gotta do it myself. Salute. I feel my temperature rising. Oh. I just might turn into smoke, but I feel fine. Yeah. But your kiss is a little bit higher, like the sweet song of a fire. And you light my morning sky, and it's burning up. Bro, got the bell bottoms. Oh, he about to go crazy. I'm rocking with these background vocals, man. You know what I'm saying? They killing it. It's coming closer. Claims that I reach in my body. Please, won't you help me? I feel like I'm drifting away. Look at all them people. There's so many people. What the? I feel like I'm drifting away. It's hard to breathe. And my chest is a heaving. Burning a whole early. Yeah. Cause your kiss is a little bit higher. Like the sweet song of the choir. And you light my morning sky. Burning love. Burning love. Burning love. Burning love. Burning love. Just a hunk of burning. The drip. Hey, yo. How many people? Hold up, man. I'm tripping. Nah, how many people was in attendance right here, bro? Straight up. I don't think, bro, that's a whole. He done sold out Madison Square Garden in Honolulu, bro. That looked like they whole population, bro. Straight up.
Nu kommer en kille som ska göra en reaction video till Jailhouse Rock.
We officially have Jailhouse Rock.
Born through a party in the county jail. The prison band was there and they began to wail. The band was jumping and the drum began to swing. You should have heard the locked out jailbird sing. Let it rock.
Oh.
Everybody let it rock. Everybody in the whole cell block.
Now, I don't know who. I want to say, and don't get me wrong, I got love for him. I really do. But I feel like MJ kind of took some took some pointers from Elvis, man. I gotta be honest. I feel he definitely took some pointers from him. Like, I'm looking at the mannerisms when he's dancing. And I'm saying, I've seen that somewhere before. But I know it came after. And I'm thinking of who? Who does, like, the tippy toe thing? Who's kind of like an animated dancer like that, real heavy on the leg movement? And I'm saying, I've seen Mike, Michael Jackson, MJ, the spinning, all of that. Michael Jackson, I don't know. Again, I don't know. I don't want to put anything false out there on Michael Jackson's name, because don't get me wrong, I have a deep appreciation for Michael Jackson, up there with Elvis. Now, I'm pretty sure a lot of people watching this video, you guys have Elvis all the way up here, and everybody else, number two, is all the way down here. Matter of fact, put Elvis on his own list and just make a separate list for everybody else. I completely understand that. I'm just speaking for me. But when I say I got love for MJ, man, I do. But I'm looking at him and I'm saying, well, damn. Even greats have to be inspired by somebody sometimes. And I'm seeing the same moves here. But I'm watching the originator of it right now. So that you can tell that the impact of it is sitting way heavier on me right now. Because Elvis, he can get down, man. And I've been, again, I read the comments. I see what y'all say. I know Elvis was in there with the black community. I know y'all have told me the story probably 15,000 times now in the comment section. He grew up dirt poor. He's in there with black people and this and that. I get it. So I can see now those moves that he's got and the style of music and everything about Elvis, it comes back. So when MJ comes along and says, well, okay, I want to take some pointers from Elvis, again, it all just kind of circles around back around. So I just think it's cool how all of this works, man. But this video, I see now. I understand why y'all said I needed to check it out. Number 47 said to number 3, you're the cutest jailbird I ever did see. I sure would be delighted with your company. Come on and do the jail hard rock with me.
Jag ska hjälpa killen lite på traven. Det är 26 maj 1974 i Nevada. Och Elvis introducerar en grupp i publiken.
There's a group in the audience, ladies and gentlemen, that I know you'd like to meet. It's probably one of the hottest groups around. And they're really fantastic. And they just came in the show, and they're not down here anywhere. But they are in here, the Jackson 5. Turn the house lights up, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, fellas. I'll see you. There you go. Yeah. You're really great, fellas. You're really great, ladies and gentlemen. They open here tomorrow night. So if you get a chance, come in and see them. You know.
Så måste jag ha med när Elvis sjunger gospel med Jiri Summer. det blir Why Me Lord. Och eftersom temat den här gången är Elvis glädje över live shows, så blir det ju den när Elvis skojar med Gidi Sabar.
Why me, Lord?
That's a good question.
What have I ever done to deserve even one? All the pleasures I've known. Tell me, Lord, what did I ever do?
Not much.
To deserve loving you and the kindness you show.
Lord, help me, Jesus, I've wasted it. Lord, help me, Jesus, I know what I am. Now that I know that I needed you so, help me, Jesus, on my soul.
I can ever repay all I've taken from you.
You must be kidding me.
Hey, maybe, Lord.
I can show someone else.
Kiss me.
Through myself. On my way back to, and I hope I make it.
Tillbaka till reaction videos. Det blir Love Me Tender. Den här killen vill med egna ögon se när Elvis kiss his fans. Den här killen får sin önskan uppfylld. Hela videon handlar om kyssar och handskakningar. Det är Love Me Tender, videon när Elvis är ute i publiken.
And then he kissed every single female in the audience. Like he was kissing females left and right. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, really? But I'm not surprised, man, because, come on, Elvis, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's Elvis, you know what I'm saying? And every female, you know what I'm saying, in their audience, you know, they would like to be kissed by Elvis, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not surprised that, like, he went around and then kissed in every female, you know what I'm saying? So that, to me, like, it isn't shocking, you know what I'm saying? But I do want to say, though, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just want to see, you know, the reaction of the females that he kissed, you know what I'm saying? I want to see that, you know what I'm saying? So, whew, let's get it sure. So, guys, anyway, let's check the song out. Elvis, Love Me Tender.
That's really this guitar, don't
I? Look at him.
Love me tender. Love wow. Me
yo, 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 yo. Did you guys hear all the females in the audience just screaming? Oh my goodness, yeah. This man was a ladies' man, yo. And the ladies love him. They really, really loved Elvis. You know what I'm saying? Wow. Like, you know what? Let's continue.
Thank you.
Never let me go. You have made,
how dear,
my...
What the hell?
And I love you so.
Yo, we are seconds into this video and Elvis started kissing females already. Ah, man, this man wasn't playing, y'all.
Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams. For my, I deserve, I love you. Thank you, honey, thank you. Thank you very much. You afraid of me? Okay. Love me tender, love me dear. Tell me you are mine. I'll be yours through all the years. Love me tender.
Yo. Yo. This man is unbelievable, you guys. What? This man just went around and kissed the girls left and right. Mwah. 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 Damn. Can you imagine how salty those men in there felt? How salty they felt, those men? You know what I'm saying? When Elvis was kissing all those females? Man, like, they must have really, really felt salty as hell, yo. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, shit, what the hell is this dude? You know what I'm saying? He gonna kiss every, like, all the females right in the audience. Damn.
Love me true, all my dreams fulfilled. For my darling, I love you, and I always will.
Hang loose, I'll be with you in a minute.
Love me, love me when. For my darling, I love you.
I'll be over there. Just there we go.
Always will.
Hi, buddy.
Love me tender. And I always will.
Guys, can you guys hear all the females screaming? All the females screaming, you know what I'm saying? Just to be kissed by Elvis. They were screaming by Elvis. I'm here, Elvis. Come kiss me, Elvis. Who? I love you, Elvis. I'm like, damn. Damn. Like, every female wanted to be with Elvis, yo. Every single one of them. Like, they wanted to be with Elvis. Man.
Make it up here, man, till the end of time.
Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfilled. For my darling, I love you, and I always will.
Wow. So guys, let's talk about this song, man. Let's talk because it is a video that, you know, I love, you know what I'm saying? Like, I love the video, you know what I'm saying? Like, for real. Like, I can't believe that Elvis went around on stage kissing as many females as he could, you know what I'm saying? And also, the reaction of the females, it's simply amazing. Like, they were screaming, you know what I'm saying, and shouting, Elvis, I'm here, Elvis, over here, Elvis, come kiss me, Elvis, 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 you know what I'm saying? Like, they wanted to be kissed.
Då måste jag ta med den här korta videon. Det är Elvis-humor på hög nivå.
Honey, this matches your dress. You know that, don't you? Is that what you were waiting for? You wouldn't present a match your dress? Okay, thank you. Is there anything else you want while I'm over here? I'll never ask that question again as long as I live, but... Oh, come on. She meant it. But I gotta tell her something. I gotta tell you. Honey, I'll be back in a minute. The other night I kissed somebody on stage and I caught the creeping crud. That's next to the jungle rot. Whoever it is, you got it.
Ibland mycket seriös. Walk a mile in my shoes.
There was a guy said one time. He said, you never stood in that man's shoes or saw things through his eyes or stood and watched with helpless hands while the heart inside you dies. So help your brother along the way, no matter where he starts. For the same God that made you made him too, these men with broken hearts. I'd like to sing a song along the same line.
If I could be you, if you could be me, for just 1 hour. If we could find a way to get inside each other's mind. Oh, if you could see you through my eyes instead of your ego. I believe it'd be surprised to see that you've been blind. Oh, oh. Walk a mile in my shoes. Walk a mile in my shoes. Yeah, before you abuse, criticize, accuse. Just walk a mile in my shoes. Now there are people on reservations and out in the ghetto. And brother, there, for the grace of God, oh, you and I.
It's Now or Never. Så mycket Elvis. Han lyfte alltid fram sina musiker och lät dem glänsa. Det är Cheryl som sjunger tillsammans med Elvis.
Thank you, baby. No, no. In 1960 we did a song called It's Now or Never. And it was taken from the Italian song O Sole Mio. So I'd like to ask Sharon Nielsen to do the Italian version of O Sole Mio, and then we'll do his Now Never. Listen to his voice, ladies and gentlemen.
Monate sole che belle ore O Sole Mio stand front in day. Oh sole mio.
Smart, I think.
Stand front and say, stand
saw you with your smile so tender, my heart was captured, my soul surrendered. It's been a lifetime waiting for the right time. Now that you're here, the time is here, Lord, at last. Rewind tonight. Yeah, tomorrow will be too late. It's now or never, my love will wait. Just like a willow, we would cry an ocean if we lost true love and sweet devotion. Your lips excite me, let yours invite me. Or who knows when we'll meet again, Lord, all this way. Here's now or never, come hold me tight. Kiss me, my darling, be mine tonight. It's now or never, my love.
Nu är vi 1972. Det är 9 april. Och Elvis ska sjunga Love Me. Då slängs en BH upp på scenen. Elvis tittar på den, går ett varv på scenen, sjunger lite okoncentrerad. Får den där blicken och går tillbaka till gåvan. Till publikens förtjusning så sätter han den på huvudet som en mössa. Som alltid med det han får av sina fans lämnar han det till musikerna så tar hand om gåvan. Men nu stannar Elvis i steget och går och lämnar den här gåvan till tjejerna i kören istället. Som skrattar och rodnar om varannat tillsammans med publiken.
Thank you. I'd like to do a few oldies but goodies for you.
Treat me like a fool. Treat me like a fool. Oh, you ever love me? Break my feeble heart. Tear all apart. Oh, you ever love me? Won't you love me? If you ever go, darling, I'll be yours. Oh, so lonely. I'll be sad and blue. Right on you.
Nu kommer Amazing Grace. Den är speciellt till en av mina kusiner.
Amazing Grace. Oh, how sweet is the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, oh, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we know less days to sing God's praise. And when we first are we gone, blind, oh, but now I see.
Det är dags att avsluta Elvis på mitt vis. Elvis tackar oss och sjunger Hound Dog. Och jag tackar för att ni har lyssnat på mig och Elvis på mitt vis. Det är jag som slutar sända Elvis på mitt vis nu. Men Elvis fortsätter att underhålla oss ute i världen. Jag heter Annika Widnersson. Allt gott!
And now, ladies and gentlemen, yes, that's right, Elvis Presley. Ladies and gentlemen, could I have your attention, please? I'd like to tell you that we're going to do a sad song for you. This song here is one of the saddest songs we've ever heard. It really tells a story, friends. Beautiful lyrics. It goes something like this. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to tell you that on Thanksgiving Day, I think that our new picture is to be released. And also, we'll be back with Mr. Ed Sullivan in January. I'd like to thank all the millions of wonderful people that are watching in tonight, friends. And I'd like to say this. Until we meet you again, may God bless you as he's blessed me. Thank you very much.
Du har lyssnat på Elvis på mitt vis och det är Radio Sigtuna 88,2, Föreningen Musik för alla. Och jag heter Annika Widnersson. Allt gott!